Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Nat Kringoutis and welcome to The Wellness Collective, the podcast dedicated to helping women feel happier, healthier and better. I'm a natural women's health expert with over 17 years experience and I'm passionate about helping women feel great in their bodies and minds. On this podcast, I cut through all the noise in the wellness space by interviewing experts from around the globe to discover the very best ideas and theories that will help you improve every aspect of your health. I know all too well that life can become overwhelming and that we can have our head in a lot of places, which causes us to get stressed out and overwhelmed. And sometimes we just need a circuit breaker. Like sometimes we just need someone to show us what to do, tell us what to do. And that's not always available. And often we do look outside of ourselves for answers when the answers are more than likely there within. So I wanted to chat a little bit about some things that you can do quickly to take yourself out of a funk, because all too often we find ourselves there and it can feel like it's going to last forever, when in actual fact, it's not. The first thing I'm going to say is if you can recognize where you are in your menstrual cycle when you're feeling funky, you can start to have a little bit more awareness and sometimes acceptance of the times where we're feeling low, or perhaps we've lost our groove, or we just feel a little bit meh. And this is often, most commonly, just before we get our period, we can feel a bit meh. I know my creativity lands in the toilet the days before my period is due, usually about 2 days before. And it's super frustrating, but I also know that if I accept it and I allow myself to actually just chill out, not get stressed out about it, then it will pass and my groove will come back. And if I actually stop and rest, my groove comes back 10 times better. If I try and push through that phase, when I get out the other side, it's fine, but it's not as good as if I listen to my body and take the time out. And this might not be for you at the period time. This might be for you before you ovulate. So if you're cycling and you're not on birth control, then you can definitely look at how you're feeling in the perspective of your cycle and wherever you might be. It's such a great hack, and start to write it down. So the first thing that I would say is be aware. If you are on birth control and you're not cycling, then you're not going to get the ebbs and flows of hormones. So one of the side effects actually of birth control is actually just feeling meh a lot of the time. And it's because you're not getting these ebbs and flows. So you may feel rather unmotivated on the daily, and that's something that you might need to have a discussion with your health provider about. But it is good to just be aware, right? And create some awareness and bring that to the table. So first things first, know where you are in your cycle. The second thing I want to say is when I'm in a funk, the next thing I would do is I would clean something out. And the act of cleaning something out, I don't know why, but it works. So let's just try it on. Next time you're feeling that you're stuck, whether it's the drawer, the nasty drawer, that everyone's got that drawer that's just got things shoved in it, it could be your handbag, it could be your car, whatever works. But clean something out, because the act of doing that does something to bring in creativity. It breaks the funk cycle. And obviously, the more that you can be aware of this and the more that things that you can actually add to your life, the better you're going to feel on the daily. So the next thing I would do would be to clean something out. The third thing I do when I'm feeling funky is I like to get it out of my head and onto paper. So whether that's just writing down a to-do list or whether it's actually journaling and just writing down thoughts and ideas that flow onto a page, just to sort of allow it to come out of my brain and download somewhere, because when it's in our head, it's this perpetual record on repeat, that too can feel very noisy in there, very overwhelming, and we tend to lack clarity at that point in time as well. So being able to write it down, get it out of your head, put it on a page can be extremely useful. that I would recommend is to do something to invest in me. So, and it's the last thing I often feel like doing when I'm feeling funky is to go and do something for me. It actually isn't the first thought. I have to consciously think about these things. And so that might look like something as simple as going for a walk, but it also might look like something, you know, a little bit more necessary, like, well, it's not that a walk's not necessary, let's be honest. A walk is necessary. Necessary is not the right word. And what I'm trying to do here is avoid using the word indulgent, because it's not indulgent to invest in yourself. It's an investment. And when you can start to see that it is investment and investing in yourself, it's very different from spending on you. It's actually investing to make me be and operate better. So if you can follow my drift here, what I'm trying to say is doing something like having a massage or getting your hair done or something that just breaks that cycle can be really useful. And actually now I aim to have something like this scheduled into my calendar every week, and I alternate it, you know, whether it's a facial, whether it's a massage, whether it's having coffee with somebody, whether it's going for a walk, I do that more often. But we have to definitely, no one's going to do that for you. There's very, very rarely does someone say, hey, babe, I've booked you a massage for tomorrow. It just doesn't really happen. Every now and again, someone might do something like that, but it doesn't. So you've got to take charge of that. There's really no excuse because no one's going to do it for you. So schedule some things in to break that cycle, but also schedule them moving forward so that they're always there, so you don't even have to think about doing that. And finally, the last thing I would say is actually two things. Prioritizing sleep. It is very important when we're feeling funky. Sleep is something that you can't supplement out. You can't source out. You actually just have to spend time doing it. There is no fast track. So if you're not prioritizing that, everything falls by the wayside. Everything becomes harder. And sometimes we have to plan when we do know that we're going to get less sleep because maybe we have to get up early. And yes, it's all good and well to go to bed earlier, to wake up earlier, but sometimes that, for whatever reason, doesn't happen either. So planning around that and being aware is really beneficial. And if you don't sleep, this brings me to my next point, is supplementation. So I'm not saying you should supplement because you're not sleeping or you're not prioritizing sleep, I should say. Supplementation should be something that you use to steer you back on track and then hopefully not need it anymore. So, you know, do I take supplements daily? No. Do I take them when I need them? Yes. Do I go through phases where I might need to take them for 2 months? Yes. And then I might not take them for a year. But they're not there to outsource something that I need to be doing the work on, whether it's eating better, sleeping more, prioritizing movement. Like, they're there to add value and sometimes steer the course back to where it needs to go. They're not there to make up for bad habits. They will help slightly with that, but they're not there to do that. So I would be saying that magnesium is definitely a non-negotiable. It's very safe for people to take generally. Of course, ask your health provider if it's right for you, but dosing good dose magnesium, it's such a circuit breaker when it comes to stress. We need more of it under high stress. We use more of it under high stress. And so prioritizing the right things to use. And I would actually say also, it is one of those ones that we may, just to contradict what I just said, we may need to take it more often because of our stress levels, but also we cannot actually eat enough to meet our daily needs due to the soil, and the foods that grow in the soil have been sterilized. So I'm just completely contradicting myself there, but you get my drift. I would definitely be using a probiotic regularly just to keep my digestive health in good shape. Obviously, our gut forms our immune system. It forms our emotion center. It assimilates our nutrients. If it can't do that properly, we're bloated, and then we're not moving our bowels properly. And moving bowels is up there with sleep for me. It's one of those things that I need to get patients to prioritize. And the combination of a good probiotic and some magnesium can definitely help to do that. Of course, there's other supplements that you can take depending on where you're at. But if you were to start with two, I would definitely start with those if sleep and bowels are not where they need to be. There's always more things that you can add. I say this all the time to patients. There's always more you can do. There's always more that you can add. And the reality is less is more. The least we can do to get the most amount of change actually works because it's something we can commit to and it's something that we can do regularly. So it's the consistency of doing these things that really adds up. And if we can be more consistent just by doing a handful of things, we're going to get better results than if we just do something for a week and forget about it. So being consistent really does count. They're my tips. I hope that that actually is useful and that there's something that you either already knew and needed reminding or actually just heard for the first time and went, oh my goodness, I need to start doing that. But, you know, I do want to give you just little things that you can add to your day to make your life a little bit better. And of course, as always, this is just one of my little short rambles. And I do hope that it has left you feeling happier, healthier, and better.